You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of it. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to Day of Days. You're halfway to the weekend. Hit it, Boomer.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo woo! Glad of it. Happy hump day to you. There's the camel. That makes this camel day. And we're glad you guys are with us. And that would be Boomer on the board. Hey, buddy.
That's me.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So in a little while, we're going to get the update.
Oh, you got it. Because it was a little man's last baseball game yesterday.
So I gotta
give you that. Soccer, but not his last soccer.
Dude's a two-sport hot rod.
Yeah, he's going.
Okay, we're going to talk about it. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you at 3:30 today. John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, will be on the air with us, giving us an update on a couple of things. Number one, how come it is that ain't nobody signed up to run for the new Congressional District 2? I don't know. We had a party, ain't nobody come. Well, we'll see what he says. Maybe they qualified by now. But anyway, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, on with us at 3:30. And then at 4 o'clock, you know the deal. It's not just Camel Day, it's also Grand Council Day. So yeah, at 4 o'clock today, the Grand Council with myself and my brethren Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore. We'll hash through the issues and see what we think about different things. Don't even always agree, but we always love each other nonetheless. So Grand Council, 4 o'clock today. Stay tuned for that. And then there's a triple dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, yep, right out the gate, EV madness. Holy smokes, have you seen the latest news about electric vehicles and the push by the Biden administration and the false market they're creating and how that's going over? Well, let me just go ahead and put it this way. The automotive and the oil and gas industry is tired of being bullied, apparently. We'll talk about it. Number one, triple dipper, EV madness. Number two, the library wars. Yeah, this is something. It's going to be a part of my monologue today. It's also going to be a part of number two of the triple dipper and a discussion with John Wall, who happens to be on a board that deals with libraries. And we'll hear what his thoughts are on all of the stuff going on within our libraries that you look at and go, why is that your role in society? Actually, it's not. Yep, number two, library wars. And then number three, I'm calling this one saving us from ourselves. Have you ever seen those times when a politician goes, you know, I just need to help them because I can't trust them to take care of their own health or their own way around, or they don't understand things. I'm a politician. I know better. And they're trying to save us from ourselves. And it's like useless, feckless, needless. Well, they're doing it anyway. Number three, triple dipper today. It's going to be funny. Not funny, saving us from ourselves. All right, let me move to my comments here and open the show with the Right Side Way monologue and just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we are so glad and we appreciate their support. So here's the thing. I'll be honest with you, and I may have said it before on the show, Charlene and I, we try to have a certain show that we watch. Like, we'll even call it our show. It's whatever our show is at the time. We'll sit down in the evening after dinner, try to catch an episode of something that we like. And I'll be honest, it started with the show 24. I love 24. That was the first one I can remember us trying to make sure that we are ready when it came on. And then came the days of live TV recording, so we could actually record it and watch it later. And then came streaming, when you could find a whole series and just watch it bit by bit. To this day, our absolute favorite like that is Blue Bloods, 13 seasons of one of the best shows ever made on TV. But there's a period of time, though, when the show that we were really into was, wait for it, The Walking Dead. Yeah. The Walking Dead, it had us hook, line, and sinker for several seasons. And, you know, truthfully, if you've watched it before, you know the deal. It was really about the characters. It was less about the zombies. Charlene trailed off before I did. At some point, I guess she lost the love for it, probably because they kept killing off main characters. Eventually, though, I felt like they'd also kind of jumped the shark, so I quit watching it, too. I mean, really, how messed up can a civilized world become just a few years after the apocalypse? I mean, think about it. If you watch The Walking Dead and believe the timelines in the show, then you would have noticed the narrative that one day society's rocking along with life looking pretty normal. The next thing you know, the main character, Rick Grimes, is waking up in a hospital in a world gone mad. And in the show, just a few years later, there were whole enclaves of people who brutalized others, who turned cannibal, who descended into chaotic lifestyles where they made up new languages. And I thought to myself, okay, self, ain't no way that people lose their humanity that quick. I mean, the level of depravity in that show, well, surely that's just made for TV, right? And then I began watching things that happened during the COVID pandemic. The BLM riots, the 2020 election cycles, the transgender movements, the hypersexualization of minors. And I'm thinking, well, self, maybe the writers of The Walking Dead weren't that far off base. I mean, think about this. If things went bad and civilization crumbled, what would keep the remnant of mankind from turning into something out of a Mad Max movie? I'll tell you what would stop it. Confronting it now while you have the chance. Daring to call evil evil and making the determined case that it will not be allowed to have its way. Not now, not ever. Take a look at what's happening in our libraries, for instance. Libraries. Those hallowed quiet halls of dusty volumes, Dewey decimal systems, and old lady librarians just shushing people to read quietly. Not anymore. The American Library Association has determined that it will support any effort to provide children with everything they need to know to live an alternative lifestyle. You can go to the ALA's own website, I did last night, and see the recent press release in which the ALA affirms its dedication of, quote, LGBTQIA+ books for children and teens. It's a complete listing published by the ALA of what they refer to as, quote, books for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer-questioning, asexual, and intersex readers and their allies. For children. Well, taking a page from their ALA overlords, right here in the listening area, the Athens Limestone County Library, was recently found to have a section in their own policy manual, right here at home, that states, quote, it is the responsibility of the library to provide, in adequate quantity, books on sex which are authoritative and up-to-date. These books will include a broad range of physiological, psychological, and moral ethical treatments of the subject of sex. This includes works that reflect changing attitudes and departures from traditional mores. What does that mean? Alternative lifestyles. That's all it means. They're going to work to get all they can in what they call sufficient quantities to make sure that people have everything they need on your tax dollar, by the way, to develop their alternative lifestyles. What this basically means is the local library, once the safe space where kids could go after school, check out a book, do their homework, parents could trust them to be safe, those same libraries have now become the harbingers of social and moral drift. And not by accident, not by some natural evolution. No, this is by design, y'all. It is written in their policy manuals. It's posted on their websites. It's the official intent of the activists who have taken over the non-threatening little corner library to push kids towards an alternative lifestyle. The two-part addressing of this issue starts very simply. You look at them and you say, why are you doing this? I mean, don't get sucked in by their allegations that you're into book banning or homophobia. Just simply ask them why they want to do this. Ask them to give you an answer of why. Have they decided that they know better than you how to raise your kids? Apparently they think so. Tell them, though, that you can see evil and that they are it. Address it now or recognize that it will only get worse if left unchecked. All right, that's one, the libraries. How about this? How about medical practitioners who perform sex change surgeries on kids? Wow. I mean, some want to hide behind the euphemistic title of gender-affirming care. But let's be honest, it's really gender non-affirming, right? In August of this year, it was reported that the Obama-era policies that pushed for the expansion of insurance coverage for transgender procedures has resulted in a tripling of such procedures, tripling since Obama. But Phil, surely you understand this is important work. These doctors are just following their calling to help people. Right. until you also recall some of the inside words recently became outside words, like when a video leaked of a Vanderbilt University hospital administrator saying that, quote, these types of surgeries bring in a lot of money, and then going on to say that what they refer to as bottom surgeries are, quote, huge moneymakers. Another Vandy employee on a different video was seen saying, if employees don't want to participate in transgender surgeries, then, quote, they probably shouldn't work at Vanderbilt, and stress that there would be, quote, consequences if they didn't follow through. Y'all, this is depraved. There was a time when the local hospital was as revered as the library, a special place where people are safe and made well. There is no, like, charitable nonprofit medical team out there performing life-changing, life-altering, body-changing transgender surgeries for free from a mobile surgery center. No. There's not some do-gooder Peace Corps transgender surgery center operating for free. No. You know why? Because they're not going to do it, but the hospitals will do it because there's millions to be made. This is evil. This is a real evil. It's an age-old biblical-style sacrifice of our children to a pagan God-style evil. In this case, the God is money, and it's evil. So ask them, again, why are you doing this? And then do like Tennessee did, put them on notice, change the laws, and deal with it right now before it's too late. So going back to my Walking Dead analogy, the behavior of the various groups in The Walking Dead, it seemed extreme when I was watching it. But when you look around at our current world, our current real world, you realize the writers of that TV drama, they were just successful in simply pulling together threads of what we could see around us right now. There is evil among us. It is real. It needs to be called what it is, evil. And it needs to be confronted and dealt with. Otherwise, we're all going to be in an episode of The Walking Dead, but this one's going to be all too real. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you think, okay, how far can people go? I mean, really? Can they get that far afield? Can they get that far from humanity? Can they lose their sense of civilized purpose? Can they lose their decency? Well, they already are. And folks, I'm just telling you, we need to look it in the eye and tell the world, I see you, and it's evil. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Wow. I'm just saying, making it cool to be a conservative. I gotta just go ahead and take a total aside here. How many times have we done this? All right, Boomer, your little man last night, he had quite the evening. So, little man's a two-sport hot rod.
He was a two-sport hot rod for a little while, and he had two games last night for soccer and baseball.
That's right. Let's make sure it's not a doubleheader baseball.
No.
This was two separate sports.
Two separate sports. And we had to pull him early from one sport to get him to the other sport. So,
was this the last game of the season baseball?
Last game of the season baseball. So, had to make sure we get there. He did well. He did well on both. He's a player, for sure.
Okay. See, I already know a little something extra, and you're not saying it.
Okay, well, I will say that it was pretty cool because I think it was the first at bat of the season. I'm trying to find the video, make sure it was the first bat, but I'm pretty sure it was. First bat of the season, he hit a grand slam, which he had never done before, and then the last bat of the season, he hit a grand slam.
He had a grand slam last night.
It was, and again,
how many at bats?
I didn't tell him. I remember. I've told him before. I said, you have to make sure you say these correctly. If it's a home run off of errors, you say, I made a home run off of errors. You don't just say, I made a home run. You can't mislead people. Right. But last night, he can say he made a grand slam. So without errors.
Swing for the fences, little man. Swing for the fences.
He did pretty good. Not over the fence. I mean, far enough to where. They weren't getting it back.
You know, there are times, though, in at that age where you could maybe drop it just past the infield and probably get a grand slam.
Exactly.
But he's, I mean, he's what, 5 years old? Six?
He's six.
He's six?
Mm-hmm. He's six. So he had an awesome game, and we loved watching him. So baseball is over now. Now it's time to focus on
soccer. You're being so humble. We know you're that dad.
I am that dad. I had another gentleman walk up to me last night during his soccer game and goes, "Do y'all practice with him, or is he just natural?" I said, "He's just natural." We actually practice, though.
He's up at 4:30 every day.
4:30 every morning.
Runs 4 miles before breakfast. At 6 years old.
No, he's doing great. So thank you for asking. But we had a blast, and now it's just moving on to just soccer,
just
and then
soccer.
Probably basketball.
Did he sleep well last night?
Oh, man, he slept good.
That's good. That's awesome. That's good.
Parents slept good, too. So
that's good, too. All right. Well, that's way to go. I love that. We hope to see our little man playing some soccer here soon. Yep. Hey, text lines are open. Text lines are indeed open. Some of you have already figured that out. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You know I'm a car guy, so that's because I had a 68 Mustang. 833-68-RIGHT. Some of y'all, what you got? I mean, okay, apparently my text line blew up. Crazy Joe from Decatur, with regards to the monologue, says, the libraries are not in a moral drift. They're a moral tsunami. Okay, there's that. Leanne from Huntsville says, regarding The Walking Dead, my question is not how depraved can we get. It's why are there still millions of zombies walking around after 10 years of rotting? That's scary. Oh. That's a good point. I don't know. How long do they? That's a good point. I guess because, anyway, I don't know. It's their show.
No clue.
But have you ever seen the movie World War Z?
Yes.
Fast zombies are the worst.
Oh, man. The slow zombies, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't want those fast zombies near me.
Fast zombies are a game changer.
Man.
No, I'm out. I'm out. Fast zombies. There was in the book World War Z, and I'm not a big science fiction reader, but I read this one. It was actually really, really, really good.
Really?
Really good, yeah. But in the book World War Z, they had whole sections of things like zombies that were still under the water that couldn't die. You didn't know they're there until you were swimming. Yeah. Fast zombies under the water. Holy crap.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Jeremy from Huntsville says, wow, what a monologue. Super job. Well done. Bravo. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate you, man. Brian from Huntsville says, and religious hospitals are constantly getting sued for not performing abortions. Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. Yes. Ray from Harvest, thumbs up. We'll give that a try while waiting in line to pick my grandson up from school today. Oh, okay. all right. TL from Huntsville, Pastor Frill, preach it. Call it what it is. Evil. Prayers that our nation turns back to God. Yes, indeed, sir. John from Huntsville says, nice monologue, Phil, but that show 24 disappointed me because I thought it was supposed to be about the NASCAR driver, Jeff Gordon. Says also, did you ever watch that creepy movie, The Night of the Living Dead? I saw a part of it and I did not like it. I did not like it at all. And then JT Lacey Springs, gone are the days of hiding a magazine under the mattress. Just walk down the hall of the library and openly, with assistance, get the explicit content. Indeed. More on that in a little bit. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.